Mark Schofield back with you now here on Friday Night, working our way through the third round of the 2019 NFL Draft, and the Patriots have made another selection. In case you haven't heard the other shows, Patriots have made two picks so far tonight. This is a third. First was Jawan Williams, the cornerback from Vanderbilt. There's a quick little snippet podcast up on him already. And then Chase Winovich, the edge from Michigan, which is a pick that I really liked, and I kind of liked both picks so far. And now the Patriots made another selection at 87 overall. This was midway through the third round, and this was a pick that the New England Patriots acquired via a trade. It was that trade with the Chicago Bears when the Patriots traded out of 73 back to this spot, to 87, as well as acquiring pick 162 in this draft. Yes, a fifth rounder, as well as a 2020, a future fourth round pick. And the pick, maybe not a position of need, fringe need, I'd say, running back. The pick also, a player that I identified as one of my top five running backs in this class, and what might have been an admittedly weak running back class. And it's Damian Harris, the running back from Alabama. And what's interesting about Harris is that he's not an overly explosive athlete. You look at his combine results, 4.57 in the 40, it's kind of average. Vertical of 37, which was good. That's a pretty explosive vertical. But 16 reps on the bench, that's pretty poor for a running back. A broad of 10 feet 1 inch, which is average. The 20 split at his pro day, it looks like. Again, the splits on those 20 were average as well. And so he's not the most explosive guy, and that's kind of not what he really brings to the position. He brings sort of vision and decision-making as a zone runner, very decisive at times. But sometimes he seeks out contact. Look, he's not a guy that's going to burst and explode. He's more going to seek contact, work into the second level, and try to bounce off, and maybe get to the boundary. Now, he's a sort of measured, controlled type guy. Can cut and go. Can get up field quickly in that sense. So the footwork is good, but it's the burst which might be lacking. And again, he's not a home run hitter type of guy. He's more of a power type of guy. And maybe there's some complementary aspect to him and Sony Michel. Now, what really stands out when you watch him is his contact balance. He will take hits and bounce off of them. He will absorb them. He will take on defenders and run through them at times. Arm tackles will not stop him. First, second level defenders that try to reach out with the arm to get him to the ground, that is not going to work. He's somebody that, as a defense facing him, you have to rally to the football. You're probably going to need multiple guys to get him to the ground. And so in that sense, you do like that. He's somebody that you think can sort of wear down on a defense, a guy that you can probably use. Remember the days of clock killing Corey Dillon? He might have that potential to him where he can wear down the defense, wear down a defensive front, sort of salt a game away. And that might be a very good thing to have in a running back, particularly somebody that, let's face it, the Patriots dealt with some running back injuries. We were running Patterson out there as a running back at times. And so maybe having some depth at the running back position is not a bad thing. Now, pass catching ability is something very interesting with him, because remember, the first running back taken, the only first round running back in this entire draft, it was Josh Jacobs, another Alabama running back. And part of the reason he was taken in the first round was because of his pass catching ability, the fact that he's a three-down back in the National Football League. But that being said, Harris had his best year as a receiver last year. You know, he had two 1,000-yard years as a rusher, in 2016 as a sophomore and 2017 as a junior. 2016, he hit 1,037 yards, and then in 2017, he hit 1,000 exactly. Then last year, he gave way to Josh Jacobs a bit. He only had 150 carries for 876 yards, just averaging 5.8, which was down from 7.1 and 7.4 in 16 and 17, respectively. But he had 22 catches for 204 yards, averaging 9.3 yards per reception. He had 4 catches as a freshman, 14 as a sophomore, 12 as a junior, and then the 22 last year. So that's a little bit of a jump for him. And as a pass catcher, he's used on quick routes and screens and the screen game. He can get upfield sort of quickly and prepare for contact. Maybe he's not a separator, but he can give you some wheel route stuff as well. And that's going to be important in the Patriots offense. How many times do they sort of look to the wheel route to a running back out of the backfield? Again, his footwork might be his best trait as a pure runner, his footwork and decision and good ball security. But if you're looking for a home run hitter, this might not be the guy. But depth at running back isn't a bad thing. And so I think when you look at this pick, you think, okay, well, maybe there were some running backs that might have been able to either be more explosive or contribute more. For example, Myles Gaskin, who is a player I like, might have been more of a James White type replacement. But Harris can do some interesting things in the ground game. He can contribute in the pass game as well. He's got some pass blocking ability to him. They used him in that regard at times at Alabama. And so you look at this and he's got a chance to stick and contribute. Now, is this what you're really looking for with the 87th overall selection, particularly when we're seeing a number of tight end options just disappear for New England? You know, just this third round alone, Josh Oliver off the board, Jay Sternberger off the board, Khalil Warren came off the board right before the Patriots picked at 87. He goes 86 to the Houston Texans. So either they believe in Austin Seferian Jenkins and Ben Watson potentially coming back. Maybe there's truth to these Kyle Rudolph rumors. We don't know. But for the position of need that we all thought tight end was, it does seem like, again, now we're getting close to the end of day two. They have one pick left right now. It's that pick. It's the 34th pick in the third round. Maybe they just don't address it now. Maybe they've got something in the works. We just don't know. But tight end's still a question mark. But Damien Harris, the running back from Alabama, it's an interesting selection there. And some nice things he brings to the table. Guy that seeks contact, can run through tackles. That has a role still in the National Football League. Maybe it isn't the dynamic player we were hoping for, but I think he can carve himself a role if he develops nicely. And so that's a quick look at Damien Harris. I will be back maybe just one more time tonight if the Patriots don't pick here coming up. Maybe twice if the Patriots do make a selection and then a day two recap show. Either way, you will hear from me at least one more time on tonight. Until that next time, keep it locked right here to me, Mark Schofield, and Locked On Patriots.